Imogen Porterhouse in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman. It's time now for your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, The Breakfast Club. And now, here pinch hitting for your Toastmaster, Don McNeil, here's the boss man of the original amateur hour, Mr. Ted Mack.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to you. We got up bright and early just to howdy do you. It's first call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, wake the Breakfast Club.
Big doings on the Breakfast Club. As you have already heard, we've got old Sam here.
Old Sam is here
at this time of morning. We got something wonderful for the kids coming up a little later. We got the world famous clown Emmett Kelly is going to be here. We're going to talk with Mr. Kelly. We're going to find out how he does it. First of all, let's meet a lady here, Mrs. Dan McDougal. Mrs. Dan McDougal, will you please stand? Where is Mrs. McDougal? Mrs. McDougal has a very interesting question here. Says, if Mrs. O'Leary's cow caused Chicago to be destroyed by fire, what one thing could build Chicago back into the great, big, wonderful city that it is? Well, personally, I'd think it'd be the Breakfast Club, but what is your idea, Mrs. McDougal?
Well, I think it was railroads.
The railroads?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of airline people here today.
Well, I think perhaps you're right about that. This is one of the great railroad centers of the world. It's awfully nice to see you here, and I'm sure the railroads are delighted that you came. Mrs. Dan McDougal. Sam, who all do we have in the audience this morning?
We've got a whole bunch of different groups today. We have the Railroad Electric Supply Men's Association. I think that's where she got her idea about the railroads. The Cost Accountants are still in town. And the YMCA from Joliet. They're right here.
Yay! Give yourself a...
Well, make some noise. Come on. All right. Still asleep. We have the Girl Scouts from McHenry, Illinois. Next week, we have the McHenry Scouts from Girl, Illinois. And we have the Clinton Click Home Demons Club.
Demonstrators.
All right. And the B'nai B'rith Youth Conventioners from Denver. They're here. Yep. And the Baptist Student Union from University of Houston. And after that noise, I quit.
You quit?
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad to see the Girl Scouts are here. Maybe before the show's over, you can show them how to build a fire your way.
Yeah,
you think up your way, and we'll talk about...
I wrote two Boy Scouts together.
Ever wondered what really makes a circus? Of course, there are many things, but I think most of all, the clowns make the circus. What would a circus be without those wonderful fellas? And here with us this morning is one of the greatest. He's opening here with the largest tent circus in America, the Christiani Brothers Circus. He was a star, as you know, with Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus for 15 years. And there he stands, and here he comes, the one and only Emmett Kelly. Well, Emmett, this is a nice experience for me. First time I ever had a chance to meet you. I've been seeing you behind that grease paint for many years, and I'm delighted for this chance. I guess there's one question that all of us would like to know. You've been the most famous tramp ever portrayed by a circus clown. How did you develop the tramp character?
Well, actually, I was cartooning, and I took it from one of my pen and ink cartoons that we animated in Kansas City in 1920. The motion picture theater that, of course, is long before television animation.
I should say.
And we animated a series of films for advertising bread and lumber and paint and this, that, and the other. And they were run on a Saturday night in the Newman Theater there, and all along with a bunch of lantern slides. And I used to go down and see this character that we cartooned on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Took such a liking to that, I tried out grease paints to get the same effect. And out of a little small amateur shows, and finally got into the circus with him.
Oh, I swear, I never knew that story before. Yeah. Was Kansas City your home?
Well, not actually. I was raised down in Houston, Missouri, Southern Ozarks, and went into Kansas City as a boy, and did odd jobs around there till finally I got this job cutting butter in a creamery, then stacking lumber in the lumber yard, then finally
I like the cutting butter better. Hey, what was that silly little thing that they say if you're going to walk around with a chip on your shoulder, get a job in a lumber yard where nobody will notice it? Emmett, what would you say makes for a good circus clown?
Well, of course, I think it's a study like anything else. I think a clown is is willing to work like everything and get out there and plan things that's not copying for somebody else and originate his own little gags and study the reaction of the audience. If the audience likes it, why, keep it in, elaborate on it. If they don't, why, throw it out and try something new.
Mm-hmm. In other words, it's continuous work. It isn't all just kidding around.
That's right. It's not play by any means. Uh-huh.
What has been the course of the circus? What has happened to the circuses in these past 20 years?
Well, there's a lot happened. The transition from the railroads to the motorized seemed to be the most noticeable thing that happened to the circus. When I went into business in 1920, there was 14 railroad circuses moving around in the country. And the cities grew and the lot situation got more difficult, they was being pushed farther out into the country, and the transportation by automobile sometimes was hard to get to. And the rail rates went so high that one by one the circuses left the rails, and there's a few going around now on highway, that's all.
Uh-huh. Well, thank goodness there are a few going around. It'd be a terrible thing if that ever disappeared from the scene. I know you. We know about your history as a clown. I just heard about this cartoonist career of yours. What else do you do?
Well, you mean what I have done in these years?
Well, first of all, what have you done in the past?
Yes, well, I've recently, just was on the Bob Cosby Show there a couple of Saturdays ago and last Saturday, and I just finished a movie down in the Everglades of Florida in January that'll be released about the 5th of September called Across the Everglades, Schulberg picture, and I played the part of Bigamy Bob in that. Last winter, I was at the home games of the St. Louis Hawks in the Kiel Auditorium in St. Louis, and prior to that, last year, was the Brooklyn Baseball Club, playing the part of the Willie the Bum. Brooklyn Bum, rather.
Tell me about the Christiani Brothers Circus.
Well, now, the Christiani Brothers is the largest moving circus by highway this country has today. It has the largest menagerie. They carry a giraffe and more animals, and it's the largest tent in this country today that's showing other tent. Now, there's some other circuses show in auditoriums like the buildings and all that sort of thing. The shrine shows are wonderful shows too, but the Christiani is the biggest tent circus in America today.
Mm-hmm. It's at Soldier Field, isn't it?
Yes, it's on the parking area south of Soldier Field.
Uh-huh. Well, there's your one chance. You probably won't get quite as close to him as we are today, but this is an opportunity to see Emmett Kelly, and I can assure you that it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It has been for me, Emmett. Thank you very much for being with us today. Emmett
Thank
Kelly.
You.
Here's Carol and Dick. Oh, ho, ho, it had to come, didn't it? Purple People Eaters.
Saw the thing coming out of the sky, and it had one long horn and one big eye. I come in shaking and I said, "Wooey! It looks like a purple people eater to me."
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, "Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me." I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
"I wouldn't eat." Because you're too tough.
He was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, "Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line?" He said,
"Eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land. I want to get a job in Eddie Valentine's band."
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Ting, tang, walla, walla, bing.
I was blowing it out, really knocking them dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in my head. I say, "Boy, I didn't play it that way. I was a little better. Much."
Dick, how about an oldie? Somebody says you've been working hard on Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
You know, I'm almost afraid to do this. The last time I did Tiptoe Through the Tulips, our Sam made the sound effects. I'll leave you alone today.
Okay.
I want to hear it, too.
Here he is. Dick with Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
stumbling to the window, by the window. That is where I'll be. Come on and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. In flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come on and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I become. Tiptoe through the tulips with me, my darling. Come with me and tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Very good, Rick. Well, it's hymn time, and here's Carol Richards with Thank Thee, Lord.
Making sunshine. Thank thee, Lord, for making rain and for the mountains in all their majesty. Thy hands were gentle, Lord, when thou created me.
Time for our moment of silent prayer, when Don asks you to join him as I do now, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace. Bow your heads and let us pray. And now, memory time. I think we have to give credit to Mr. Joe Bass of Commerce, Texas, for sending this in. It's titled, Folks Are Funny That Way. Strangely enough, the folks most apt to lend a hand to you are those who are already rushed with countless things to do. And should bad luck befall you and misfortune smack you prone, the ones who will help you most are those with troubles of their own. The folks whose sunny slant on life helps heal its smart and stings are often those who knew firsthand the seamy side of things. And he was right, it seems, who said that life is what you make it. It's not so much what happens as the way in which you take it.
Be good to your neighbor,
neighbors to live in brotherhood.
It's time to march this morning, so how about it? Would you like to fall in behind Sam and loosen up the old legs? Here we go with Make America Proud of You. Everybody march! Craziest parade that could take place anywhere in the whole world. Let us meet Mary Ellen Nye. Mary Ellen Nye is from McHenry, Illinois. Where? Mary Ellen is way, way, way in the back. But Mary Ellen has
Mary
some
Ellen.
Very fine thoughts for
I'll
the
meet
day,
you halfway, Mary Ellen.
Where is... That's it. Mary Ellen, you remember what you wrote on your card?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you tell that to Sam? These are some very wise thoughts.
The way to be seen is to stand up. The way to be heard is to speak up. The way to be appreciated is to shut up.
She was looking right at you, Sam.
Well, I think she was looking at me when she said that. Thank you. I'll take your advice and shut up.
You know, when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to say something similar to me. A wise old owl sat on an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. You should be like that wise old bird.
Oh, that's good.
I wonder what you meant by that.
I don't know.
Sam looks a little like him. But...
Yeah, but not near as wise.
He doesn't give a hoot.
Oh, ho, no, come on back here. We're going to put you to work. For that, you'd better sing good, too. This fits right in. This is a duet by Carol and Dick, and the title is Bluebirds, Robins, and Meadowlarks.
An owl.
Bluebirds, robins, and meadowlarks, we're singing a happy refrain. La-di-da.
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 When you kissed me in melody lane,
bluebirds, robins, and meadowlarks were singing a love song so sweet. La-di-da,
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 la-di-da.
You were mine and my dreams were complete. All the world was in tune and my heart was gay as we walked hand in hand, you and I.
But the moment you said I must go away, not a bird could be heard in the sky.
Now
be singing the happy refrain.
La-di-da.
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 Till you come back to Melody Lane.
Ah, bluebirds, robins, and meadowlarks. Very nice. That brings me to one. We talked about the Hal Block invention. He sent me some. I forgot to bring them down today, but he had one in there. Fits right into this circular birdhouse for round robins.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that a weird one? Well, now we've got time for an interview or two. I'd like to meet Pamela Monroe. If Pamela is somewhere available, come on up here, Pamela. Pamela, is from McHenry, Illinois. She's a Girl Scout. Pamela, how long have you been a Girl Scout?
For a year.
For a year now. Are you up here with a troop?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you?
11.
11 of you?
Commonly leader.
They must be having some fun, huh?
Yeah.
You remember what you wrote on the card?
Yes.
Well, here it is. I'll remind you. You read that to Sam. Don.
I don't care who you are, fat man. Just get your reindeer off my roof.
I thought we'd bring that one out of left field, eh? I like that. Right. What's the other one?
What's the other one?
I don't care who you're the president of. That's my golf ball.
Oh, now, wait a minute. All right, Pamela. Lucille Kohler. I don't know what Lucille does. She's from McHenry. Must be... Oh, she's a Girl Scout, too. She has a... Cute one. If we have time, I'd like Neil Dewhurst, the second, to come up here. Come on up here, Neil, and that'll give us a little more chance to get at you in a hurry. Lucille, you've got some riddles. What are they?
What's the definition of an ice cube?
Definition of an ice cube?
Yes.
Dick, do you know?
I don't have any idea. It's something you take out of an icebox.
Uh-huh. How about that, Sam?
I use a lot of them, but I don't know the definition.
I don't know what they taste like.
A cold square.
What's the answer?
A cold square.
A cold.
Crazy,
you
man.
Came to the right place, huh?
Crazy.
That was Lucille Kohler. Now, Neil Dewhurst. Neil, I'll tell you the reason I brought Neil up here, Sam, is that I don't think... I don't know whether you know much about this subject or not. He's going to work in the reptile gardens in South Dakota. In Rapid City. Tell us about that.
Well, ever since about eight years old, I've been interested in animals and butterflies and just everything like that. And I got interested in it when I went over to Northern State Teachers College in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to a nice lady over there, and she got me interested in it, and so I just took up the subject, and I've had animals in my basement, like... Snakes, right. And frogs and toads, and guinea.
I have the same trouble, but I don't.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe we'd find some of Sam's relatives in this whole thing.
No, I don't have animals in the basement. Just bats in the belfry.
Oh, okay. Let's put somebody to work around here, huh?
I want to sing a song for our continental listeners.
Our continental.
Yes,
oh, do
you know,
we have some?
We're broadcast in Germany and Japan and. And the islands, I don't know which islands, but some islands.
Coney Islands.
Coney Islands. Yes, I know.
So I thought it's about time we did something for the, you know, the Europeans.
All right. Okay? Let's go. Let's go for distance.
For wenn ich laufe, ich immer laufe mit Wilhelm, der Wilhelm kennt nur wo zu laufen. Und wenn ich spreche, ich immer spreche mit Wilhelm, der Wilhelm kennt nur something about sprechen. Und wenn ich essen, ich immer essen mit Wilhelm, he takes me where I get my fill. Want you to know, I love him so, ich liebe dich. I just want to be with Bill. Und wenn ich schlafe,
Well, now, it's last call to breakfast.
So long, breakfast lovers. We say, Bobby,
but hope again tomorrow you'll hear our greetings.
Well, looks like that's it for today. As always, I've enjoyed our little get-together, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow. Till then, this is Ted Mack speaking for Don McNeil and the whole Breakfast Club gang, saying so long and be good to your neighbor.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.